And on the telephone with me a little bit earlier than normal is the mayor of New York City, Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, John. Nice weather. Yeah. Good day for a budget.
Good day for a budget, and that's why our schedule is a little abbreviated today because of that budget. We've been talking about it, obviously, for months. You've been working on it and thinking about it. Have your dollars that you will be reporting on in this budget changed in the last week?
No. Our tax revenues are roughly where we expected from last February. Our expenses roughly where we expected from last February. And that's the good news, I suppose. The bad news is we had hoped that the state would restore some of their first proposed cuts. They did a little bit, but nowhere near enough. We had hoped that agencies would be able to cut some expenses. They did some, but it's getting very painful. This is the 10th time we've gone around cutting expenses. Actually, our budget this year is going to be for less money than it was last year, and that's not less the way the government usually counts. The government usually counts cuts against budget. This is an actual cut, and it's government sometimes says, well, it's cut if you take into account inflation, but this is real dollars. The real problem we have is that the state and the federal government, for their own budget reasons, and I'm not criticizing them, but they have decided that they want to do, but they keep cutting $850 million less for the city for education from the federal government, $800 million less from the state government for education. And when they cut, we either have to cut the services or pay for them with city dollars. And in many cases, the services can't be cut because state and federal law requires us to do things. So what's really happened is that they're shifting the burden from the taxpayer through the state to the taxpayer directly. And it's not just in New York City. It's in all 62 counties, 55 counties for New York and 57 other ones around the state. So, you know, some of these things they say, well, you could cut, but we have to have a police department and we have to keep the streets safe. We have to keep the streets clean. Education, we have to educate our kids. And so we really can't cut these services all that much, although I will say we have downsized the total workforce for the city over the last 10 years. We've downsized city agencies, and yet they've done a better job. We have fewer cops on the streets, but crime is at a record low. We have fewer firefighters, but the response time and deaths by fire is at a record low. We have fewer teachers, but even the president and the secretary of education says our education system's a lot better. And that's what we've got to focus on, finding ways to do more with less, because the city just can't make up every single cut that the state and federal government gives us. And our expectation is that next year it is even going to be worse. The state's already said some of their cuts are going to be, none of the stuff they have taken away is going to be restored, and they're going to have to cut more next year. So we've got to start getting ready for that. What we have done, fortunately, we put away a lot of money for 4 or 5 years when our revenues were greater than our expenses, knowing that someday we have to have a reserve. Thank goodness we've done that, but this year alone, we're going to use up 2/3 of our entire reserve, and that leaves us going into next year with some cushion, but not a lot, and nothing for the year after.
I know that you've reinstated, at least I read this morning, reinstated some daycare slots. What's the story with really sort of the hot-button issues, firehouses and teachers?
Well, we're going to find, we very creatively, some of our staff found ways to use slots that are available through schools and other programs to protect the kids with daycare. They'll have to do it differently, but they will do it. In terms of firehouses and teachers, we're going to have to find some ways to accommodate, to make sure that the city is safe and the kids are getting educated, but the same spending less. And we all work with the city council to see what we can do. Each year, the city council has put some more money in from the monies that we've given them to protect some of the firehouses. I don't think it's practical to think that we can protect them all. Maybe we can protect some. We'll just have to see. It really depends on other things. Restore everything. And so we'll have to make either-or choices. Government never likes to do that. Government always likes to do all of the above. But this year, that's not possible. And after the state and the federal government have cut almost $2 billion in education funds, we put $2 billion in, but even that's not enough. Our education budget's going to go up another $1 billion next year just with special ed mandates and regular expenses going up. So we're going to have to find ways to do more with less. On the other hand, the good news is that we're going to have, I'm sure we'll come up with the city council, a budget that is on time and that is fair and that does preserve most of the services. We'd like to do more, but we'll at least do the things that I think we all agree are absolutely necessary for us to continue the growth in our city. Our tax revenues are growing. Tourism at a record high, business taxes a record high. So, you know, those things are good, but we're nowhere near back to where we were in 2007. And unfortunately, the way government works, once you enact a program, it pretty much becomes an entitlement, and it's very difficult to cut back. And so we're going to have to find ways to make some of those cutbacks. I've been reading the papers about cutbacks throughout the country and in states where you never would have thought that they would cut back municipal services. What we've done, incidentally, is we have fully funded from an actuarial basis our pension system. A lot of other places are not putting money into the pension system, but they still have those obligations, and their kids are going to have to come up with the money. You can't walk away from the pensions. That's the law. You could have a different set for newer employees that you haven't yet hired, but you have to honor the current ones. And for states and municipalities to not fund their pension fund, what they're really doing is they're just saying, we're not going to pay, our kids are going to pay, because you're going to have to come up with the money. We've not done that.
All right, Mr. Mayor, I know you've got lots to do. Some more sharpening of that pencil, possibly, before the announcement. What time is that, 9:30 this morning?
It is 9:30. I'll brief some of the elected officials first, but we'll talk to the press at 9:30.
All right, and we will talk next Friday. Thank you, my friend.
John, looking forward to it, and have a good week. I think, you know, difficult times, but not terrible times, is the real message here. Everybody's pulled together, and people understand we have to do more with less, and I think they've been very helpful and will continue to be.
All right. Thanks on a busy morning for a couple of minutes here. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All the best.
Be well. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, 18 minutes now.